We're punching our tickets to hell one contest at a time. Listen to Dunham and Miller, mornings at 7:35 for the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. Brought to you by Central Polaris and McKinney and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Well, don't forget that we're going to be in Dallas tomorrow at the Carruth Condominiums. That's at Carruth Haven and 75. If you'd like to join us, you're looking for some new digs, they got a pretty good hookup over there for you, I would think. So come visit with us at the Carruth Condominiums tomorrow. We're there with a presentation from 3 until 7. I think my wife caused the Stars to lose last night.
How was that?
Because we're sitting there, I'm watching the game. I punch the game up just as soon as I get home. And it's like, I don't know, midway through the second period or some such. And I watch it all through the third period. They get the game tied and everything. They head into overtime. They're playing overtime and all. And about midway through the first overtime, she comes home. And she comes in there and sits down, starts watching it. And she doesn't generally watch sports at all with me. And if she's going to watch a sport, the one she is least likely to watch is going to be hockey. But she comes in there, sits down, has a seat, and we start watching it. And they go through the first overtime. She comes in about, I don't know, midway through the first overtime. They go through the rest of that. The game's still tied. Second overtime rolls around. They get going in that. They play about, I don't know, three and a half, four minutes or so. And finally she says, when is this going to be over? I want to watch American Idol.
And about that time, boom.
Yeah, about that time, boom. Ball game.
She got her answer.
Yep, so I just flipped her the remote and said, American Idol time, dear.
Michael.
So if you're irritated that the Stars lost, blame her. If she hadn't wanted to watch American Idol, then none of that would have happened.
Now, did you tell her that last night?
Yeah, I told her that.
She cost them
I told her that she was the cause of their defeat.
I bet she didn't buy it one second.
No, she didn't, but that's too bad. I know better. I know she was. She was the cause of their loss. So we sat down and watched American Idol together.
How was that?
Well, it was great, just like it always is. They had Quentin Tarantino on as a guest judge last night.
You know, you better hurry home tonight where you can watch The Apprentice.
I don't watch The Apprentice.
What?
I don't want a big what? Reality show
big
guy like
reality
me?
Reality show like you not watching The Apprentice?
No, I'm not a big reality show guy. This is it for me, I swear. I'm never going to watch another of them. That Mark Cuban show comes on, I am out.
You'll watch it.
No, I won't.
You'll watch that.
I will not.
What about the next American Idol?
Maybe the next American Idol. Maybe I'll watch that. But that's it. I'm not getting into any more of these. Big, fat, obnoxious, and this is enough.
Yeah, that big fat obnoxious. They didn't end that one good, but the concept was great. I still don't think they've come up with they came up with the best idea. And they chickened out.
Yeah, they came up with a great idea.
The Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, that was good. Hey, some of the other concepts have been good too. You know, Joe Millionaire was good. Average Joe was good, but they screw it up.
Yeah.
They go soft on it. You know?
They need to stay hard.
Yeah, that's right. They do need to stay hard. All right, we will gear up for the two-minute drill now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading the recording.
Before we go, how did our, you know, we're still looking for houses for the Nelson golf tournament. Have you got any feedback on that yet?
I've got none.
Or maybe we need to
get anywhere on that?
Maybe we need to reissue that.
All right, well, let's touch on that. That's a good idea.
Otherwise, we're going to have to mix with Big Dick about 5 minutes.
Okay, well, we don't want to do that. So we will touch on that. We're looking for someone who lives on the golf course out there at the Nelson to let us come to their house and broadcast from there while the Nelson's going on. That Thursday and Friday.
Now, when we say on the golf course, we don't mean in the vicinity. We don't mean, the golf course is just right across the street.
We don't mean a couple of blocks away. We're not talking Cottonwood Valley. We're talking there on the TPC. If your house backs up against that course, we're talking about you.
Nobody else.
Right. Because we have been barred from the Nelson for the last 4 years. The first year, everybody else on the ticket except us were allowed out there. and they wouldn't let us on. And then the last 3 years, ESPN Radio bought up the rights to the Nelson, and they wouldn't let anybody from the ticket broadcast from out there. Now, this year, that's changed. And Fox Sports 1190 owns the rights to the Nelson, but they blew that thing up, and I'm not sure what the situation is as far as anybody broadcasting from out there goes. So we would like to get out there and broadcast from the course the way we used to do. And hopefully that may work out. You know, that may happen. We understand the discussions are going on, but they're going to have to understand that if we go out there, we're going to do what we normally do.
We're going to do a very entertaining show that our listeners are going to love.
So with that in mind, the fact is they're probably not going to let us. So in that case, we got to find something else to do. And in recent years, we've gone to places like Champs and places like, what is that, the Texas Bar out
Texas
there?
Texas Bar in Las Colinas, down on the canal.
Right. And those, nothing wrong with those places. Those places are all well and good and everything. I mean, we'd love to go back there anytime, but the fact is, when you're broadcasting from the Nelson, there is nothing quite like that. And this is probably what we're talking about here is probably the closest thing we can possibly approximate. So we want somebody who lives on the course to let us come to your house and broadcast that Thursday and Friday in the afternoon.
Now, we're not going to just go there and broadcast. We're going to throw a big hoedown. We're going to throw a big party. We're not going to, it's not, unfortunately, it's not going to be open to just anybody that wants to come. We're going to keep it very selective. We're going to give away slots where P1s can come out there and bring someone. It's going to kind of be limited, but it is going to be one heck of a party, complete with beer, complete with bikini girls, complete with giveaways, complete with very entertaining radio.
Nelson Nookstresses.
Yes, it's going to be something that you'll always remember. And, you know, it's not like we're going to come there and we're going to throw a party like the Delta House and Animal House and tear everything up. We will leave it better than what we found it.
That's right, because we're going to take Mike Ray Davies out there and have him straighten it all up.
Exactly. We're going to have our promo crew go out there and clean everything up. So we just need your place for a party. And it's going to be a big, big party.
So that's what we're looking for. And if this sounds like you, if this is something you might be interested in, we have an email address set up for you to get in contact with us. It is p1@theticket.com.
That is just the letter P, the number 1@theticket.com. p1@theticket.com.
So let us hear from you if this sounds like you. Now, let's gear up for the two-minute drill, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on The Ticket.